T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. 1, 2, 3.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling in hour number two, finishing up on Dennis's query at the end of the first hour. TPC is the Tournament Players Club, and those are golf courses that are owned and operated by the PGA Tour. There's a handful of them around the country, and they tend to be, there's one at Myrtle Beach, there's one down in Florida where Sawgrass is a TPC, Scottsdale, where they play the Phoenix Open, that's a TPC, of course, Cromwell yesterday in Connecticut are all TPC courses. So anyway.
Hey, but, real quick, while we're still there, does it surprise you, and again, these Twitter polls and questions are not scientific whatsoever, but I'm surprised that 35% think that if it wasn't for driving, they'd be a better golfer. Is it that hard for that many people to get off the tee? I mean, if you golf at all, if you golf 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 times a year, which isn't very much, but it's some, I would think that the most strokes you leave out there is because you can't putt.
Well, sure.
You know?
Of course.
I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves, but 35% say driving. Driving's not the most important.
I mean,
and I don't want to argue with the response.
I don't want to diminish any, and I don't want to diminish anyone's. You should be able to stand up there and hit the hell out of the ball. Now it may go 100-150 yards right or 150 yards
left. And maybe that's what
they're
talking about. No, people driving can't keep it in the fairway, which I understand. But I don't know. I guess that just tells you that it's a fine line with all three of those parts of the game that are holding you back from a better score. But beyond the price, which is also an option up there, the money.
The price, absolutely. I mean, 80 yards in. As Ray Floyd always says, you know, 70% of the game is played 80 yards in, or 70% of your scoring, or whatever.
Well, you can hit two crappy shots, but if you hit an approach pretty close and then knock it in, the scorecard doesn't lie, and you don't draw pictures on the scorecard. Like, how did you do that? Who cares how you did that? If you ended up with a five, you ended up with a five because you were able to bail yourself out because one of those other parts of your game let you down. But
well, the feel of the game is the hardest part to get your handle on, right?
Mm-hmm.
The feel of the shots that are in between. If you've got a 93 yard shot, and you know you might be in between a sand iron, and I guess for some
just
people,
a wedge.
Pitching wedge, or just a normal wedge, it wouldn't be a pitching wedge, but you get my point.
Well, if you don't have a gap wedge, it would be. I mean, that's where the money comes in. How many different wedges can you afford? You know?
Yeah, so I mean, and those shots are all feel shots. Yep. Anyway, a driver, you're generally standing up there, and it's like, okay, where's the thick part of the fairway? That's where I'm going to aim for, and I'm just going to go ahead and grip it and rip it.
And hope for the best.
After that, that's when the game really starts, after you drive the ball. So at least it did for me. I mean, you know.
Well, and like I said, in looking at the statistics of those pros from theweb.com, that's how they feel about it too. I'm just going to overpower the golf course, and if it doesn't end up in the fairway, then that's fine, because I'll be able to rescue myself from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite as simple as that. Again, they try to hit the fairway, but it's, you'd be surprised at how many people just, I mean, on a 335-yard par 4 or even 383 if it was downwind, they're not hitting irons. They're trying to knock it close And even if it's in a little bit of trouble, those guys have enough imagination and skill to pull it off and get up and down for Purdy. I mean, that's where they
sure they do.
That's the difference, the big difference between them and us, because they can hit it a lot farther than we can. And,
oh my God! Absolutely.
You know, just overpower the golf course, especially when the wind's down. But
yeah.
All right, so let's get to what's on tap here. Second hour. It's brought to you by Side Pockets, where the Monday lunch special is a BLT sandwich or a quarter pound cheeseburger, both served with fries for only $5.95 today. A real, real quick look at the World Cup, because these two matches going on right now don't matter to either one of us, because we have our teams. I have Group A, Russia and Uruguay. They have already both qualified to move on, and they're playing each other. So the winner of this, it doesn't matter. Uruguay actually leads at halftime 2-0, 2-0.
Ooh.
And the other two.
So it's kind of a friendly.
In essence, it's a friendly.
Whatever the hell.
They're just working on some stuff. Yeah, they're probably letting their spare parts play.
Why not?
The two other teams in Group A that have already been eliminated are also playing one another, so this really doesn't matter either. Saudi Arabia and Egypt are at halftime. It's 1-1. Now, for you, Bruce, this is important starting at 1 o'clock Central Time. Iran is playing Portugal. Morocco is the only one in that group that's been eliminated, so you need Portugal to win that thing and sew up a spot in the bracket round. Likewise, Spain plays Morocco.
Can you say Ronaldo? That's all I need. Let's go. Let's get that done. Let's get that in. Let's get that win.
According to 538.com, they have a 58% chance to win. Spain has a 67% chance to beat Morocco.
All right, I'll take
Morocco.
My odds there. There we go.
Morocco's already been eliminated, so hopefully for you, they'll just lay down and let Spain win and then wrap up that particular side of Group B. There are four matches again tomorrow. We'll explore those when the time
comes. Shane, did you see that Panama basically gave up the ghost and lost to England yesterday 6-1.
6-1, I saw the score, yes.
6-1, which is akin to what, 42-3 in a football game?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
Or
maybe more than that.
15-1 in a baseball game? Yeah, out
something
of
like
control.
That, right?
Yep.
Yeah, just ridiculous. Panama is essentially the team that bumped the United States from the World Cup.
Yes.
Now, they didn't do it because they beat them head-to-head. It's the beauty points that you get in soccer that irritates me as well, because it's like, you know, if they're tied and you got to go to goal differential and that kind of stuff, just put them on the same field and let them figure it out. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, let them compete and play it out that way. But Panama went, United States didn't. Panama pounded 6-1 by the Brits.
Sore spot in what scoring comparison, or a lot of Americans are like, what the hell?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. They're in, we're not. What the hell?
Yeah. That's exactly. Or some Americans. I don't know if it's a lot of Americans.
Or some variation of that phrase. I don't know. Maybe a little more question. Okay, NBA talk here. One kind of interesting what's going to happen thing, and one we could have seen this coming a mile away topic. First one, Spurs general manager R.C. Buford has said, said Thursday night that San Antonio's franchise desire is to keep Kawhi Leonard, the disgruntled all-star forward, but that the club will, quote, explore all of our options, unquote. The prevailing wisdom is that if they can't keep him, they're going to do everything they can to trade him to an Eastern Conference team, which makes sense because the Spurs are in the West. I would contend that at this point, if your best deal, the best haul, the best package you can get for Kawhi Leonard, if you're going to trade him, happens to be in the West, so be it.
Hmm.
Do you think R.C. Buford and the Spurs are so caught up in not trading him to the enemy that they'd maybe hamstringing themselves as far as what they can get if they do trade Kawhi Leonard?
No, and here's why. First of all, R.C. Buford, proud graduate of Wichita Collegiate, Friends University, and then was on Larry Brown's staff in 88 as a graduate assistant at the University of Kansas. So he was part of that national championship team and then has gone on to bigger and better things. Really good dude and good at what they do. I think that the Spurs are confident in the way that they do business, that they are going through a natural, and the timing is unfortunate that Kawhi Leonard apparently no longer wants to be a part of the San Antonio Spurs for whatever reason, because it's coming as you're about to transition out of an era gone by. The Ginobili's and the Parkers and Duncans are already gone, and so the Spurs are changing. But do we really doubt the San Antonio Spurs? Don't we think that, you know, that they get it and that they'll figure it out? But I'm all for not sending a guy. I don't give a damn if Kawhi Leonard wants to be a Los Angeles Laker. Why in the world, if I'm sitting there in San Antonio and I know that LeBron James has until Friday to make a determination on his opting in or out in Cleveland, with the high likelihood that if he opts out, he's probably going to end up in Los Angeles, more than likely with Paul George, and you're going to send Kawhi Leonard to L.A. to and then bang your brains against that, you know, and you've also got the Warriors and the Rockets to deal with? No, thank you.
Well,
no, thank you.
I get you there, but I think there's a certain population of NBA fans that believe, and I don't want to put you in this category, but you can weigh in after I'm done, that in San Antonio we trust. Like, just because they've been a model franchise mm-hmm. for 20 years, it's no coincidence that during that 20-year or whatever period, Greg Popovich was there, Tim Duncan was there, to a lesser degree, no, David
right.
Robinson was there, Manu Ginobili mm-hmm. was there, and Tony Parker was there. Those are
right.
guys that all have check not only check their egos at the door, but check their personal stats and opportunities for maybe more money, but certainly more prestige and more fame in an effort for the greater good. How many
yes.
people and teams and franchises can you say that about? Really,
not many.
To me, one. And
yeah.
so once these guys have finally gotten too old, which Parker and Ginobili are, or retired, which Tim Duncan and David Robinson have, that it's not just automatic. And by the way, how much longer is Greg Popovich going to keep doing
well,
this?
Well, that's the question. That's the question.
He's,
and if you believe
if he's
that
not
he's
70,
the genius,
he almost is.
Right.
And he's been doing
yeah.
this for a long, long time. So that's part of my reason why I wouldn't be reluctant necessarily if I was R.C. Buford. If I could get more from a Western Conference team, not that you would sell the Spurs up the river just because you're getting ready to retire, but you got to do what's best for your organization at the time, because as we know, not only do these things not last forever, but windows open and close pretty quickly in the NBA. And
well,
it doesn't appear that without Kawhi Leonard, or maybe even with him, that the Spurs are really going to be doing much of anything in the West for the foreseeable
well,
future.
Well, yeah, they didn't have him for what, except for, you know, a handful of games this last season.
Nine games.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and they were, middle of the road, you know, or so, in the West. My envisioning of a trade would be, they don't have a lot of salary to lop off, so it would probably be player, draft picks, that kind of thing. I don't know how much more you can get appreciably in the West than, say, someone in the East. Need is need. Kawhi Leonard fills a lot of needs for basketball teams. And I'm sure that they would find plenty of suitors that would give handsomely for a Kawhi Leonard. I don't know what the terms of his deal are. I should have probably looked at that. I'm not sure.
Well, he's got one year left on it. And
okay.
then he's eligible for that Supermax.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a superstar. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is one of the what? Five best players in the NBA.
When he's healthy, he's a two-time, he's been a two-time first-team All-NBA player.
Yeah, he's,
that tells
he's,
you what you need yep. to know. He's eligible to sign a five-year, $219 million Supermax with the Spurs this summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's where you are. I don't know. I think he'll get traded east or he'll stay in San Antonio. One of the two. I don't know if there's too much water under the bridge right now. I don't know what the conversation with he and Popovich was like.
Right.
I don't know.
Nor will anybody ever.
No, and don't expect to be getting details from that.
Kawhi, those never, are two Kawhi of the most... never talks, and Popovich no. will say, none of your damn business. So yeah. we won't probably ever know. One guy that is no. staying put, not surprisingly, is Carmelo Anthony. He did not exercise the early termination option on the final year of his deal, so he's staying in Oklahoma City. He will earn $27.9 million to complete the five-year, $120 million contract he signed with the Knicks back in 2014. With him back and the desire to re-sign Paul George to a max-level contract, the Thunder would have one of the largest payrolls in NBA history, if it happens. Number one, no one on earth should be surprised that Carmelo Anthony decided to re-up or stay with the Thunder because, in my view, he's always been all about the money. The real important thing here is how does Billy Donovan handle him now that he doesn't have to worry about him, I don't know what's the word. Like, the Thunder hold the cards now that mm-hmm. Carmelo Anthony has said, yes, I'm coming back. He's been very adamant against coming off the bench, very adamant against deferring as far as his role is concerned. But all he's done is come off a career low in points shooting percentage at 16.2 and 40.4, respectively. So now does Billy Donovan at least have the freedom to do with Carmelo Anthony whatever he wants to when it comes to his role? And if he diminishes Melo's role, does Melo turn into an absolute turd and cause a lot of... attention to the Thunder and not the good kind?
Well, what you just said, that would be the biggest concern at this particular point. Who's harder to deal with, Carmelo or Westbrook?
I would say Carmelo, and it's not close, but that's just me. I mean,
boy.
You?
I mean, you get...
I mean, is it close?
My point is that I think it's a legitimate question. You know what I mean? I don't think that either one...
Russell Westbrook is supremely efficient and piles up numbers doesn't mean he's not necessarily a pain in the neck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's got that in him. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, just on... when it comes to return, Anthony is the answer. Because he's 34. His skills are diminishing. And there are some skills he never had much of to begin with, which... has to do with guarding people and having to have the ball in his hands all the time, or at least having the offense flow through him. So,
I get the tumult that it's created. I get the pushback from Thunder fan, but Sam Presti signed him, and he knew what was coming down the tracks. The hope was, if you're the Thunder, that... he averages 22.5, shoots about 45%, and opts out because he has a chance for a huge deal.
That's correct.
But you had to know at his age, 33 coming in, that there was a chance that exactly what has happened.
Yep.
Could happen. And it ended up happening. And now they're going to be on the hook for this... $28 million deal. But I don't know, Shane, in NBA terms, I mean, that's a good chunk of money, but that's what the NBA is swimming in these days. NBA is swimming in money.
LeBron only made 36 and a half.
Exactly. I mean.
Well, okay. I mean, I know there's a difference between 28 and 36 and a half, but. That's the difference between Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James nowadays, basically at the same age. That's a tough break there, OKC. That is a tough break.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, get through it, and I don't know. I mean, I think that Billy Donovan's in a. The Thunder control the cards because they're the ones writing the paychecks, but I don't know.
All right. Before we get off of the NBA and we're up against it, quick hitter, really quick. Okay. In and out here. NBA award finalist revealed. They're going to be settled tonight. MVP, Harden, James, or Davis? Anthony Davis.
Harden.
Okay. Let's see. Rookie of the year, Donovan Mitchell, Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum.
Donovan Mitchell.
I say Ben Simmons wins it. Coach of the year, Brad Stevens, Quinn Snyder, Dwayne Casey.
That would be Brad Stevens for me.
I think Dwayne Casey wins it, even though he got fired. Defensive player of the year, Anthony Davis, Rudy Gobert, Joel Embiid.
Anthony Davis.
Agree. Sixth man of the year, Eric Gordon, Lou Williams, Fred VanVleet. Kudos, Fred VanVleet, for being a finalist, by the way.
That's awesome. I'm voting for him anyway. I don't care.
All right. Most improved, Oladipo, Capella, Dinwiddie from Brooklyn.
Wow. Capella.
I tend to agree, although Oladipo would probably get some run there, too. You don't play some
He will, but he missed. Yeah. All right, back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.